Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. With less than a week to go before next Tuesday's primary, the candidates running for governor of Massachusetts are working hard to get their messages out.
There are two Republicans, three Democrats, and three independents. And this week, we've been taking a closer look at them, who they are and what drives them.
Today, State Treasurer Steve Grossman. WBUR Steve Brown joins us to tell us more about Grossman, who comes from a long line of Massachusetts Democrats. Steve, good to see you.
Hi, Anthony.
Politics runs in Grossman's blood in a big way. So tell us something about that background. What shaped him as a politician?
It goes way back. It goes back before he was born. He points out that his grandfather, Max Grossman, back in 1910, handed out campaign literature for John F. Kennedy's grandfather, Honey Fitzgerald. The family business, Mass Envelope, has provided envelopes and printing to candidates over the years, many of those Democrats. And also his uncle, Jerry Grossman, who was partners with his father, was a noted progressive liberal. He even wrote a book about progressivism and liberalism. He calls Jerry Grossman his political mentor. And those kind of all shaped him towards being a diehard Democrat.
Diehard Democrat. And of course, he served as state and national Democratic Committee chairman. So he's very connected to the political establishment. So tell us why he says he's running for governor. What are the issues that are really defining his candidacy?
Sure. It's something that he's wanted to do for a while. He ran for governor back in 2002. As for the issues, he says that the first bill that he would file as governor would be an earned sick time law, something that he did at his business, provided earned sick time to his employees. He's also touting universal pre-K. And during a talk to supporters in New Bedford recently, he talked about the need to reintroduce arts into public education.
Never forget that as we pursue education around science, technology, engineering, and math, let's never forget that the real acronym should be STEAM, science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math, because that is what creates and educates the whole child.
So, Steve, let me ask you about the challenge that Grossman faces. A WBUR poll of likely voters out this morning shows that Attorney General Martha Coakley has a 24-point lead over Grossman, 47-23%. So it sounds like he's got a real steep hill to climb before Tuesday's primary. How does he pave a path to become the party's candidate next Tuesday?
There's really not much he can do between now and next week. He needs the party insiders, the people that have known him for a number of years, to turn out in force. And he needs to hope that the voters who are more casual Democratic voters, who might be going out to vote for Martha Coakley because they recognize her name more than they recognize his name, that they need to stay home.
So low voter turnout would probably help him.
Sure.
Now, Martha Coakley, of course, the state's attorney general, she has a pretty solid set of liberal credentials herself. How does Grossman separate himself from her?
Well, he's touting that he has the business experience. He ran his family's business for 30 years. Coakley doesn't have that sort of business background. She's been a lawyer for most of her professional career. He's also been hammering away at some of the settlements that Coakley has made with a lobbyist. But I'm not sure if that type of thing is really getting much traction among voters.
Steve, you mentioned his family business. And before he became state treasurer, he ran his family's business, the Massachusetts Envelope Company, as you mentioned. So tell me how his experience as a businessman shapes his perspective on governing and perhaps what kind of governor he would be. What does he say about that?
Well, he's been seen by his employees as a smart, benevolent boss, treating his workers with fairness and dignity. Grossman talked about how the company has evolved from an envelope company to a marketing company over the last 30 years.
We've reinvented the business a number of times over the years. I think almost any business needs to reinvent some portion of itself every year to stay current with the needs of the customer. It was always about superior customer service. It was treating your employees right.
And that seems to be the sentiment that they have, that he was a good boss. It's hard to find anybody to really say anything bad about Steve Grossman. everybody likes the guy. I sense that he would like to do the same as governor, be the smart, benevolent leader, and that's what he's trying to cast himself as.
He's been state treasurer, of course, for the past 3.5 years. You've been out on the campaign trail with him. What does he say about what kind of treasurer he's been and how that might inform the kind of governor he would be?
He's been touting some of the things that he has done as treasurer. One of the first things he said he was going to do, which he did, was put the state's checkbook online. The treasurer's office oversees the unclaimed money pot. They try to reunite people with their lost money. When I was out on the campaign trail, somebody came up to him and was mentioning that her grandmother was 90 years old, couldn't fill out the forms, needed some help. Well, he picked up his phone and made a call and made it happen for that woman right on the spot.
So let's talk a little bit more about Steve Grossman, the person. You know, Steve, he joined us on Radio Boston this past June, to talk about some of the key issues in the race. And at the end of the interview, we asked him to tell us something that most people might not know about him, about an experience that shaped him in a particular way. And he told a pretty moving story about serving on a funeral detail while he was in the Army Reserves and about meeting the family of a young soldier killed in Vietnam. Let's listen.
I've never forgotten that moment because, you know, I had always believed the Vietnam War was an unjust war and an inappropriate war. But as I buried that young man, as we folded the flag, as I fired the guns and the salute, and as I handed the flag to the mother, I looked her in the eye and said, I am always going to stand in opposition to an unjust war and an unjust conflict, because putting young men in harm's way, unless it is going to protect the national security of the United States, is not something that I would ever want to do. It was a searing moment for me, even though it's 45 years ago.
So, Steve, what does that story and others that you might have come across while reporting on him tell us about Steve Grossman and his convictions?
Steve Grossman, obviously a very empathetic individual. That story amplifies that. I think the background, the influence that his uncle, Jerry Grossman, had on him as a progressive liberal instilled that anti-war sentiment. Jerry Grossman got him involved in the Bob Drinan campaign of 1970. Father Bob Drinan ran as an anti-war candidate. That was really the first taste of hands-on politics that Steve Grossman had back then, and it has stuck with him ever since.
All right, that's WBUR Steve Brown talking about state treasurer and Democratic candidate for governor Steve Grossman. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Steve Brown's profile of Grossman at radioboston.org.
And this quick correction, yesterday on the show, we said that you'll be able to hear a debate between the Democratic candidates for attorney general tonight on WBUR. Well, there is indeed a debate tonight. That part is true, but it's not between AG hopefuls. Tonight at 7, you'll be able to hear the Democratic candidates for governor square off. So tune in for that. For now, stay with us, because when we come back, science that makes you laugh first, then think. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.